Hatchie and Little Bee by Wendy Holden.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Author's note. Once in a while in life, if we're lucky, we come across those who leave footprints, or paw prints, on our hearts, and we are never quite the same again. Hatchie and Little Bee touched me that way from the moment I was first alerted to their story in late 2012. There was something about the expressions on both their faces that tugged at my heart and demanded my attention. A lifelong animal lover and a champion of the underdog, I was intensely moved when I read more about their extraordinary experiences and how fate had brought them together. That would make a great book, I told myself. A few months later, I was unexpectedly asked if I would consider writing that book by Hatchie's adoptive mother, Colleen, and her future husband, Will, the father of Little Bee. A difficult project I'd been working on for months had fallen through, and I was not only available but in need of fresh inspiration. Fate, which had already played such a hand in the experiences of one dog and his boy, drew me to one of the most life-enhancing families I could ever hope to meet. This is so much more than just a story of unspeakable cruelty to a defenceless animal. It is the redemptive tale of what happens to the spirit in the face of unconditional love, trust, and forgiveness. It shows how the worst of human nature can bring out the best.